It has been an unseasonably warm fall, but still cold enough to run the furnace. Federal heating assistance is administered by the Wisconsin Department of Administration. Spokesman Stephanie Marquis expects 220,000 Wisconsin families to receive enough assistance this year to weather low temperatures.
That's about a little bit less than 2,000 than when comparing to last year. So I think that we see a slight decline or expect a slight decline. I think that's a combination of people getting back on their feet, with starting to see an economic recovery, as well as it really does, again, depend on the winter and how cold we are.
The average one-time payment is $240, though Marquis says that is a low estimate. Payments depend on family size and income. Also, the federal government may release more funds early next year, which could result in higher payments. Wisconsin utilities also collect surcharges to help low-income families pay electric bills, which is a separate program. Regardless of payment, utilities will not shut off heat until May. After that, the lights and everything else gets shut off. People who need assistance must apply through various county-level agencies. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.